A New York City-based singer-songwriter is making a plea for unity in Congress. Annie Dinerman has written adult R&B and old-school R&B with a contemporary touch, but her latest song enters the realm of politics. I spoke with Dinerman about her newest work. Dinerman says she subscribes to the power of traditional R&B and gospel lyrics, fewer words chosen for strong impact, and repeating key phrases. Though she has written environmental songs, she talks about what led her to write a more political song, Across the Aisle.
I have written music for social change in the past, but it's been a while. And recently, I guess it was in January, someone said to me, why don't you write a song about a current issue? And we had a conversation, and I determined that the issue that most interested me was divisiveness and unity. And my friend said, yeah, he thought that was a really great issue to write about. So based on that, I made a list of 15 song ideas and then went back to my friend, and this was the one he liked the best. So on his advice, I wrote this one. And I must have really wanted to write it because it just kind of came out of me.
Dinerman says there were some rewrites.
The first version of the second verse was just a list of the issues that were dividing Congress with no rhymes. And then I thought, maybe that's where people are going to go. Check, please. So then I thought it really has to be about how people are feeling. And, you know, I'm watching people having all sorts of reactions on Facebook every day. And I just tried to encapsulate that. I just tried to say, look, well, this is, you know, how people are feeling, and put that in the song.
How do you feel?
Well, as it says, I'm embarrassed and afraid, and I read the tweets and I'm dismayed.
Each day we're embarrassed and afraid. We're reading the tweets, we're dismayed. And while you're stalling, history's waiting to be made across the aisles.
The recipient of the A. Bowman Award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame hopes listeners are spurred to act.
I'm hoping that people will hear the song because the song is from the point of view of voters addressing Congress and asking for unity. And I'm hoping people will hear the song and send a link to the song at my website to their congressman, their representative.
Asked whether the song is looking to the 2020 presidential election.
I'm thinking about today. I understand where you're headed there with that question. I'm not even addressing the next election or who's going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. I just want them to start working together for the greater good. There are some classic examples of politicians who had long-standing friendships across the aisle and achieved things. And I think that's been, till this administration, that's been an important part of the process, of the legislative process. But the atmosphere is so extreme now, and a lot of people are afraid, and a lot of people are embarrassed.
She says there is a long list of issues of concern, for starters.
You know, money being taken away from Medicare, the border wall, parents being separated from children at the border seem like some of the most important issues at this point.
That was singer-songwriter Annie Dinerman talking about her latest song, Across the Aisle, calling for political unity in Congress. You can find a link to the song and more about Dinerman at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.